Football-wise, I feel pretty good. Last year going into camp, I was rehabbing and trying to learn on the run. But going into this season, feel healthy, feel strong, and ready to give it a full go when the season starts. I'm just talking about football right now, guys. So any football-related questions? Oh, I'm doing good. I'm feeling healthy, so that's the best part about it. Running out routes every day and, not doing anything that's limited, getting ready to go out each and every practice and, working without having to be limited from anything.
The first team offense is looking, usually offenses get a slow start, but where do you guys think you're at right now?
We feel pretty good. Obviously, when you're going against a defense like ours every day, they tend to pick up things that, we've been doing every day. And that's why it'd be a good challenge for us when we get ready to go down to Dallas and practice against another team and also play San Francisco. Because, you're working on new things every day, but you're going against the same guy. So a lot of times you win some and you lose some, but we feel good about where we're headed.
Javon, were you looking forward to get to training camp and get to football and just kind of concentrate on this?
Yeah, I've been looking forward to training camp just because I knew I was healthy, feeling strong, and had an off season to where it wasn't no rehab or rehabilitating anything.
When did dreading coming up here and talking to everybody? You've never been shy about talking to the media, and you've kind of been avoiding it.
Well, because there's certain situations where I just didn't want myself in front of the camera right now. So this is due to people that I know and people who are working with me right now. And when the time will come, it was going to come. And what better day than a day like today?
Is it still tough to talk about that kind of stuff?
Football, please.
You had a couple of big catches with deep balls from Jay. It seemed like you were pretty open. What kind of play was it? How were you able to get that open?
That's just certain part of the package that each every day we install. And, we know that's going to be a big part of our game this year. And to get it going and practice here, we'll just transfer over to the games. And I know that's a big part of my game. So, it felt real good to try to get that timing down and whatnot.
Do you feel like a knee at all? Is there anything that you need?
No, that's what made this training camp exciting, going into practice and ready to play and not rehabbing anything.
How's your relationship like with Jay? Getting on the same page with him,
It's good. We had a whole offseason together. Obviously, he had the last five games starting last year. And, right now, it feels like we've played 16 games already. So the timing is there. We just got to stay consistent with it and, get a lot of the other guys on the same page and, go from there.
What's the reason behind that mohawk?
Nothing, just something different. I got tired of getting the same haircut all my life, so I wanted something new and something different, stand out a little bit.
How long do you think that'll stay there? Will that be like Jake's beard where it stays throughout the season?
I'm not really sure. I think probably when there's a point in time where I get tired of it and try to come back with something new.
Javon, Rod Smith is not taking part of training. Talk about the other receivers that you guys have that you brought in and how they're progressing.
Well, the good thing is it's still our same receiving core from last year, and with the addition of Stokely, you can't look at Stokely as being a rookie. Stokely's got two Super Bowl rings with a Super Bowl team last year, played with a future Hall of Fame quarterback, so he's just getting right into the mix of things. So we do have somewhat a veteran group of receivers where, nobody's really learning right now. We have one rookie, but he's also on the same page. So I think it gives the other quarterbacks, every time they get a chance to get their rep, it gives them guys to go with who know what they're doing. No, you're exactly right. Me and Brandon played against each other in high school and got a lot of the same mutual friends. So, I feel a lot at home when he's here.
Well, you talked before about just your role within the offense and such. Obviously, there's not a lot of offensive weapons out there in this camp because of the injuries and stuff. But because you said you were healthy this offseason, do you feel like you've established yourself as that go-to guy now?
Well, I hope so. Plays that were made last year, plays that were made even before that I even got here. So it's just all about how to use everybody's talents. And obviously, the coaches can see what I can do, and there'll come a point in time where, it'll be certain games where a different player have to step up, and a receiver is only as good as the guy on the opposite side of him. So we'll see how that goes and, continue to try to make plays.
But with a big, with a guy like Cutter with a big arm, do you think like your talents fit? I mean, not that Jake couldn't throw that field, but I mean, it seems like his talents fit what you do well.
Well, you know, he does have a strong arm, and you know, it depends on how the coaches let him utilize that, and I think they will. You know, with the receivers that we have out there, big, strong, and fast, you know, you got to get your opportunities and let him show what he can do.
Thanks a lot, Javon.